major outcomes in high-risk hypertensive patients randomized to angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor or calcium channel blocker versus diuretic. The antihypertensive and lipid-lowering treatment to prevent heart attack trial. ALHAT. Abstract. Context. Antihypertensive therapy is well established to reduce hypertension-related morbidity and mortality, but the optimal first-step therapy is unknown. Objective. To determine whether treatment with a calcium channel blocker or an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor lowers the incidence of coronary heart disease, CHD, or other cardiovascular disease, CVD, events versus treatment with a diuretic. Design. The antihypertensive and lipid-lowering treatment to prevent heart attack trial, ALHAT, a randomized, double-blind, active-controlled clinical trial conducted from February 1994 through March 2002. Setting and participants. A total of 33,357 participants, aged 55 years or older, with hypertension and at least one other CHD risk factor from 623 North American centers. Interventions. Participants were randomly assigned to receive chlorthalidone, 12.5 to 25 milligrams per day, N equals 15,255, amlodipine, 2.5 to 10 milligrams per day, N equals 9,048, or lisinopril, 10 to 40 milligrams per day, N equals 9,054, for planned follow-up of approximately 4 to 8 years. Main outcome measures. The primary outcome was combined fatal CHD or non-fatal myocardial infarction analyzed by intent to treat. Secondary outcomes were all-cause mortality, stroke, combined CHD, primary outcome, coronary revascularization or angina with hospitalization, and combined CVD, combined CHD, stroke, treated angina without hospitalization, heart failure, and peripheral arterial disease. Results. Mean follow-up was 4.9 years. The primary outcome occurred in 2,956 participants, with no difference between treatments. Compared with chlorthalidone, 6-year rate, 11.5%, the relative risks, RRs, were 0.98, 95% CI, 0.90 to 1.07 for amlodipine, 6-year rate, 11.3%, and 0.99, 95% CI, 0.91 to 1.08 for lisinopril, 6-year rate, 11.4%. Likewise, all-cause mortality did not differ between groups. 5-year systolic blood pressures were significantly higher in the amlodipine, 0.8 millimeter of mercury, P equals 0.03, and lisinopril, 2 millimeters of mercury, P is less than 0.001 groups, compared with the chlorthalidone, and 5-year diastolic blood pressure was significantly lower with amlodipine, 0.8 millimeter of mercury, P is less than 0.001. For amlodipine versus chlorthalidone, secondary outcomes were similar, except for a higher 6-year rate of HF with amlodipine, 10.2% versus 7.7%, RR 1.38, 95% CI, 1.25 to 1.52. For lisinopril versus chlorthalidone, lisinopril had higher 6-year rates of combined CVD, 33.3% versus 30.9%, RR 1.10, 95% CI, 1.05 to 1.16, stroke 6.3% versus 5.6%, RR 1.15, 95% CI, 1.02 to 1.30, and HF, 8.7% versus 7.7%, RR 1.19, 95% CI, 1.07 to 1.31. Conclusion. Thiazide type diuretics are superior in preventing one or more major forms of CVD and are less expensive. They should be preferred for first-step antihypertensive therapy.